Okay, it's the podcast for today, September 29th, 2020. Woo Woo is out. Chelsea is in. We had a great discussion on what it is to give a one-star review. We talked about Halloween decorating and so much more. A lot of fun. Take a listen. September 29th, 2020. Dedicated to the Hottie Yachty.
It's Mike and Mike and Woo Woo.
Come on, everybody. Here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Yo, Mike and Woo Woo, wake us up.
Fire.
Waking up Hampton Roads and worldwide on the radio.com app. It's Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
Good morning. Happy National Coffee Day.
Woo.
If you want a hot deal on coffee, guess what? You go to the radio.com app or just go to radio.com and they got all the hottest deals in the world there. Mm-hmm. That would also, you can go to pointradio.com. Mm-hmm. Everything, because I know everybody and their mother loves coffee but me.
You don't love coffee?
I don't like coffee.
That's right. You're always drinking an energy, like the 5-hour energy shot.
Right. Well, when I need it. Yeah. I don't even do that as much anymore. I did one yesterday for the first time in ages.
Yeah.
There was a time where I went without caffeine in my life for like, I don't know, 12 years.
Yeah, I don't drink a lot of caffeine either. I've had really a coffee bad every morning, though, for this show because I'm not used to waking up so early.
Anymore.
But you know what's awesome? Anymore, yeah. It really affects me. Like, all I need is one cup. Good, you know?
Yeah, because you don't do it a lot.
Mm-mm.
There are people that do it. They're so immune to it. They need like 75 cups of coffee.
God, it's so bad.
I remember my mom growing up. I mean, even my grandmother. I think it started with my grandmother. My grandmother was like an old, heavyset Italian woman, right? Who was always sitting at the kitchen table smoking a cigarette and drinking coffee. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it was back in the day.
That's like a storybook.
I guess so. I mean, again, the sweetest grandmother. She loved me the best. Grandma, if you're up there, I know you're up there. You're somewhere.
She's drinking her coffee right
now.
You're
somewhere, Grandma. But I'll tell you what.
But coffee is so delicious, too. I love just sipping the flavor. Like,
what kind do you drink? Do you drink fancy coffee or do you drink straight up regular coffee?
I drink this stuff. It's like called Hawaiian something.
It's fancy.
Oh, it's delicious because you open the box and you can just smell it.
I mean,
you can smell it through the other room. It's so potent.
I do like the smell of a coffee.
Oh, like coffee ice cream? Do you like the taste of coffee ice cream?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure. I'm not into the taste of coffee at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I feel like coffee ice cream is how the smell of coffee tastes.
Interesting. You know? Interesting.
Because if you don't like to drink coffee, usually coffee ice cream's okay.
I remember my first time being on the radio. Back in the day, there was a radio station called 93.7 The Coast.
Ah.
Okay? That's where I started. And I interned, and I interned at like 5 o'clock in the morning from like this time, you know,
yeah,
like the 5 to 10 or whatever it was. And I ran the board for things and I would work a lot of overnights. And the guy that I was interning with, Don Bolger, shout out to Don Bolger. He was adamant about me taking up a coffee habit. Okay. And
he made me,
he's like, this is a great cup of coffee I'm going to make you. I was like, all right, here I go. I'm going to turn to my mom, my grandma. And, I remember getting the coffee, letting it cool for a second, taking a little sip and going, bleh. Only coffee I've ever drank in my entire life.
Yeah, right.
I swear to God, I was in the studio. It was actually right over here, Business Park Drive, right around the corner. You know where Top Golf is?
Yeah.
The studio was back there.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really sketchy and weird. But it was back there before we were bought by another radio station and moved to downtown Norfolk.
Mm.
And then this lovely historical career began. But that cup of coffee disgusted me so much. And I was just, I can't do it.
Was it like the studio coffee?
I mean,
no one drinks the coffee here either.
No, the studio coffee.
It's not good.
That's for the birds, so, right?
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, I couldn't get into it. And, you know, do I need another habit? Really, Chelsea? Tell me about your first cup of coffee. When did it start?
Oh, God, I don't remember, but I love it. It's really a battle of willpower to not drink it all the time. Because I know caffeine's bad for you, so I'm like, I don't need it. But if I smell it, I'm like, okay, can I have some?
So you enjoy it. Like, Woo Woo,
yes,
every morning gets that same drink every single morning. I feel like she couldn't start her day without it.
Probably not.
Most people, they can't start their day without it.
Better than an iced coffee.
You like an ice.
This hot coffee I'm drinking is good, but I'm also kind of like, all right, I could go back to bed, you know? An iced coffee gets you really, it's hyperdrive.
A hot coffee relaxes you.
Yeah, I mean, it gives you the kick, but it's also like, if you drink the iced coffee, it's mm-hmm. like, yeah, let's go. Okay, mm-hmm. let's go.
What about people that drink decaffeinated? Do you think
that's for the taste? And I would be that person too if I was being really good about no caffeine.
Wow.
It's just so delicious.
Okay.
I can't wait till I'm somewhere fancy like mm-hmm. Mexico or I don't know, or like the mecca of coffee, like Guatemala. I don't know. One day and I'm just like sipping
your coffee
delicious
in the lobby.
Coffee in the world. I would love to do that.
People watching, yeah. Sipping coffee. That's nice.
I did that in Spain a lot, but that's not a place to get coffee.
Man, people are really romantic about it. Now that I think about it, yesterday, my wife and I were out walking my dog, Chewy, and it was the end of the day. She goes, oh, you know, I took him on a walk this morning, too. I was like, oh, wow, before work? She's like, yeah, I got up early. I gave him a nice coffee, and I walked around the neighborhood. And
that sounds great.
She was way into it. She romanticized the hell out of the thing, and I think that's what people do with their coffee.
Yeah, you get in a nice little mug. Cup, yeah. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Cup your hands around it. Just sip. Yeah. Think about how great life is.
Were you before 18 years old before you started drinking it?
No. I wasn't allowed in my house.
Oh. Because my daughter Marie.
No, wait. I lied. I had my first Frappuccino at like 16.
Okay. Yeah. My daughter Marie, she doesn't like drink coffee on the regular, but every once in a while she makes this bougie, fancy, whipped something or other coffee.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like really, really intense. She brings out machines out of the garage that I didn't know we had.
An espresso maker?
Maybe. I don't even know. I don't even know what it is. I'm not even going to try to pretend to know. But she's way into it when she makes it. You know, she's going to be 16 soon. So I think that's when it starts for people.
Mm-hmm.
People love it.
I remember, actually, now I think about it, my first coffee was a Frappuccino off of Princess Anne and Lynn Haven, where the Walmart is. There's that Starbucks in Virginia Beach. That was my first coffee.
Wow, you remember your first coffee?
Yeah, because it was delicious and it tasted like a milkshake. And I was like, I could get used to this. But now I don't like things that sweet anymore. Maybe occasionally.
I am starting to believe you remember your first coffee experience more than you remember your first you-know-what experience.
I mean, it might have been better.
That's how much people love their coffee. Happy National Coffee Day. A good way to start the show. And your coffee today has been accompanied with
a pumpkin muffin made by your daughter, plurals, daughters.
I think Marie made it, and Claire might have helped. I have no idea. All I know is there's
it's so good
pumpkin stuff in the house.
Pairs perfectly with my coffee.
I'll let her know.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Good. Is it good?
Yeah.
Good. Moist.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Very good. I didn't
the right amount of pumpkin too, because you know how you can overpower something with too much pumpkin.
I guess. Not a pumpkin guy either.
A pumpkin spice latte.
Not a pumpkin guy either.
But this, a right amount of pumpkin. Just right.
I'll let her know. Matter of fact, I'll send her a video. She'll be very excited about it.
Really?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Yeah, she was dope. She was like totally super excited about those pumpkins. And she was like, oh, they came out really good. So.
Did she make it with a pumpkin? Like she actually had a pumpkin and she took it out of the pumpkin? Or was it like a pumpkin mix?
It was a pumpkin in a can.
Oh, true.
Still a pumpkin. It's just an easier
form. That means it's from scratch, so that's great.
Easier form of pumpkin. All right, cool. So happy National Coffee Day. Enjoy your pumpkin muffin.
Thanks.
We're going to come back. A lot of things to get to today. The debate. The debate is tonight.
Tonight.
Will you be watching? I don't know. Maybe we'll put that up on Instagram. Find out. You can leave some comments. Come back, and we'll get this thing going. Good morning. It's Tuesday. It's Mike and Woo, but no Woo. It's Mike and Chelsea today. Good morning.
Take us with you anywhere.
Anytime I'm not near a radio, I listen to radio.com.
At work, I listen to the radio.com app on my phone or on the computer.
Radio.com on Google Home, Alexa, Sonos, online at pointradio.com or wherever you stream music.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing? It's 6:48. Chelsea in for Woo today at Chelsea from the Sea.
You.
Mike here at Mike Powers Live on Instagram, Twitter, both of us, I believe. So, Chelsea told me on Friday that I need to watch this one particular movie, and she said the girls would really, really love it. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh my God, I wanted to watch that, but I wasn't sure if my youngest Claire can watch it. That's the thing right now. We're at like 9 years old and 15, and Marie at 15, pretty much.
Yeah, she's fine.
Yeah, I mean, she's watched Goodfellas. Call it bad parenting, but whatever. She loved it. And so we're like at this weird family movie watching phase where we all can't sit down in the same room together and watch a movie. Sometimes if there's something we really want to watch, we have to split up. You know what I'm saying? Because there's just some stuff the little one can't watch, and there's some stuff that the big one's too embarrassed to watch with us, or we're too embarrassed, I should say, to watch with her. But this is like, to me, the perfect family movie.
Yeah.
It has the vibes of, you know what it reminded me of?
What?
Indiana Jones-ish.
Okay.
Not like the same kind of story of like archaeology or
just
anything.
Just the flow.
The flow of the movie was very, very Indiana Jones with these quirky, weird, fourth wall breaking moments. What movie are we talking about, Chelsea?
Enola Jones. Holmes, not Jones.
Dr. Jones. Dr. Jones. Enola Holmes, yes.
Now, where to begin? My mother named me Enola, which backwards spells alone. And yet, we were always together. And it was wonderful. She was my whole world. Which leads me onto the second thing you need to know. A week ago, I awoke.
Mother?
To find that my mother was missing, and she did not return.
I'm presently on the way to collect my brothers, Mycroft and Sherlock.
Yes, Sherlock Holmes, the famous detective, my genius brother. He will have all the answers.
Enola.
Where's your hat and your gloves?
Well, I have a hat. Just makes my head itch. And I have no gloves.
My God.
Very, very good.
How dare she not wear gloves?
I know. What? And it's such a cool movie because it's about a young woman who is just, I guess, sharp as a tack, super smart.
They call her a wildling.
Yeah.
She basically grew up with her mom and that's about it. And she had like, you know, jujitsu training and like not your typical schooling, but she's super smart.
Especially for the time for a girl.
She read every book in the library kind of thing. She was smart, but like, you know, not society acceptable because she was wild.
Exactly. And she's the sister of the great Sherlock Holmes. So no matter what she does, she's always going to kind of live in that shadow. And this is, I guess, would be a coming of age movie for Enola Holmes, played by Millie Bobby Brown, who is amazing.
Yeah.
Now, you know Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things. She's 11. And people have been like, I mean, she's gotten a lot of credit over the last however many years for this show, but this by far and away her best performance.
It's, I mean, she talks more in this one.
So fun. Yeah, she does talk a lot more in this one there. All right. But so fun. Tell me that this isn't the most fun movie you've seen.
It was really fun. And
a really long time.
They use graphics too, which I really like in a movie when they incorporate different ways to like look at a story.
Mm-hmm,
she breaks the fourth wall, which if you don't know what that means, you know, she talks to the audience and she gives you looks and things. I love that. It makes me feel like I'm there with her.
She talks directly to the camera. Right.
Because
she's the storyteller in the movie.
And it's adventurous. Like you're like, oh, my. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Wow. Right.
She's good. It also made me really want to learn jiu-jitsu. She was like, wacha, wacha, in a dress.
It's a very empowering movie.
It's awesome.
If you're a lady.
And it's really smart.
Yeah.
I love a good, witty, smart movie.
In our times, in our modern times, this movie seems to be, it's like perfect. It really is perfect. And, you know, sometimes we like to believe that times aren't changing, but they are changing rapidly, whether we want to believe it or not. They really, really are. And I think this movie is so much fun, but it also leaves that really good message there. And if you have a daughter, if you have daughters like I do, it's a good movie to watch. Really, really good movie to watch.
But adults will find it very enjoyable, too.
Hell yeah, we did.
I was like, when's the second one coming out? Come on.
They did set the stage for a second one,
didn't they? They better.
Didn't they? Yeah. In a time where I think I watch so many movies, Chelsea, and I walk away so disappointed.
Oh.
This is
Star Wars.
Don't feel sorry for me.
Are you adding Star Wars?
I mean, I wasn't happy with some of the new Star Wars movies, but yeah, this was great. Really, really fun. So that is our what to watch suggestion for this weekend or this week. Whenever you watch Netflix, okay? Pop that one on. Enola Holmes, 5 stars out of 5 stars.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. Would recommend.
All right. Very good. Miley Cyrus. 94.9 The Point. She also, I'm looking at my prep for the day, endorses Enola Holmes as well.
Did she?
No, I just make this stuff.
I feel like she would
never
love it.
Never fact check me, ever. Yeah, it's been a long night and the mirror's telling me to go home. Hey, good morning. It is 7:11 and it's time for the news. Here's Chelsea in for Woo Woo.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
So tonight is our first presidential debate against Joe Biden and President Donald Trump. It's going to be at 9 p.m. You can view it basically anywhere, all major broadcasting companies like ABC, CNN. Mm-hmm. You can live stream it on NPR, Washington Post, any of those kind of websites.
Yeah.
So they're going to go over six general topics: the Supreme Court, COVID-19, the candidates' records, the economy, race and violence, and the election integrity.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom, Trump, for sure, because they're going to go over his tax issues right now.
Oh, $750.
Yeah.
But you know something? The rich, in general, rich people. They have so many tax breaks. It's ridiculous. And then, you know, people like us, and I can only use me as an example because I don't know your tax returns. I don't know your tax. I'm still paying my taxes. Like, I had to put myself on a payment plan.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, because I owed money. And,
oh,
I don't mind paying money to live in this wonderful country. But let's be fair here. If we taxed the rich correctly.
And just a teensy bit more. Teensy.
We can handle it. Yes.
We can
teensy.
Handle it.
We could send all of our kids to college for free.
Yeah, we really could.
If we did. Just saying. I'm not getting all political on you, but just saying. It's a thing.
I think what I saw, and maybe I'm wrong, but I think the reason why he didn't pay a lot of taxes is because he declared bankruptcy so many times. And it's something about how that there's like a loophole. I don't know. We're going to find out tonight. So.
All right. Yeah, there you go. I guess, yeah, tonight's the big night. And we will see probably a scripted Joe Biden and an off-the-cuff Donald Trump.
Like,
and
reality.
This is how I got elected, by being off script.
Believe it or not, I watch my words very carefully. There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
He had to say stable before that. Like, yeah,
very,
really make people...
very big and tremendous stable genius.
None of them are stable.
All right. Tonight. Yeah. Are any of us really stable?
No. They're a lot more unstable.
How is, I know you're going to go to this story next, how is the cake boss?
Buddy, well, he talks about this bowling accident that injured his hand.
Mm.
I know you have the audio for that, but apparently he impaled his hand while he was bowling?
He was bowling in his house. And,
smart.
Yeah, and the ball got stuck. He went down there to try to unjam it, and his hand got caught in the thing. And yesterday... he relieved everybody, I guess, with a little bit of an update, a little bright spot in the story.
The pin sitter got stuck, and I went to go fix it. And before I could blink an eye, my hand got caught in a mechanism, which is like a fork. And then this metal rod just, you know, ripped right through my ring finger and pointer finger.
Oh, it's so sad. And his son's actually had to pry his hand.
He needs those hands.
Yeah, pry his hand out of the thing. Will he bake again?
I've been to
had a lot
bakery.
Of tendon, nerve, and muscle damage to the hand. We have to see still. It's still too early to tell.
Still too early to tell.
That's so sad. No.
Hey, you're the one presenting the news story.
I know. But I didn't know that much into it. Okay, I wouldn't do my job. But yeah, I've been to his bakery before. I used to love that show. That was one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, a lot of people really liked him.
I met Little Buddy.
Sad. You met Little Buddy,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, Little Buddy, not him. Big Buddy was on vacation. Buddy was outside.
I'm sure once that show got successful, Big Buddy was on vacation all the time. Kids get the work. Crazy. Yeah, we wish him well, man. That's, again, it's got to be one of our biggest fears in life, right? To not be able to do what we love and our passions. And
he'll get through it, though.
Stinks. And today is...
National Coffee Day.
All right.
Head over to pointradio.com or radio.com. Find out all the deals. Lots of good ones there. A little bit of coffee facts for you. So 75% of the caffeine the Americans take in come from coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And then, this is kind of scary, the average coffee drinker puts down coffee 3 times a day.
Wow.
So 3 cups of coffee is the average if you're drinking coffee. That's a lot of coffee.
There's a lot of coffee.
I feel like I'd be like off the walls if I had that.
Yeah, man, it's a lifestyle, though, for people.
Yeah.
So happy National Coffee Day again. Radio.com has lots of information, pointradio.com. And if you want to hear Chelsea talk about her love for coffee, facebook.com/pointradio. Just scroll up a little bit and you'll see the live video. Coming up next, we talk Halloween decorations, okay?
Waking Up Hampton Roads and worldwide on the radio.com app.
All right, all right.
It's Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
How about it, Chelsea? Halloween right around the corner. We're still waiting to figure out, I guess, how we're going to be handling Halloween.
Yeah.
Are we going to be tricks or treatsing? Are we going to be taking the kids? Are we going to be dropping our candy into a chute and watching the candy flow down the chute to the end of a driveway and a kid will catch it? Or are we just hiding candy around the house? Who knows? But the one thing that I do know, and I've seen it all over my neighborhood already, is people are decorating.
I love it.
People are into it. Way into it. Yesterday, I pulled that story for you over there. And the only reason I did is because I saw it yesterday. I saw the coolest Halloween decoration. You might have seen it too. It's like a giant Jack skeleton looking thing.
Yeah.
Giant. Like I'm talking to me at the time, if I was to describe it before I read the article, it was like 40 feet high. It was the biggest. It was the most biggest. Tremendous skeleton you've ever seen in your entire life.
It was
huge. It was a huge skeleton. And there was also like a giant, I don't know what it was, reindeer skeleton or something like that. All I know is there was giant skeletons and giant spooky trees on the front of this guy's house. He was decorating for Halloween as if he was decorating for Christmas. It was the most intense thing in the entire world. And then I saw this story.
Yeah. So at Home Depot right now, there is a not quite 40 foot, but 12 foot.
It's probably what I saw, but in my mind, it was 40 feet.
I mean, 12 feet is big.
Gigantic.
It's a huge skeleton. It's being sold at Home Depot for $300. $300. It's temporarily sold out, so people are selling it on eBay for $1,000.
People love their Halloween, way into it.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, I think it's good for like social distancing. Like it's 12 feet, so it's double of 6 feet. You know, just don't go past my skeleton. You're good.
Well, no. It's not lying down, Chelsea. The thing is, it's...
Oh, standing.
It's standing.
I thought it was sitting.
No. This is a standing skeleton.
Oh my God.
A standing skeleton. I mean...
That thing is towering.
It's like, it was almost at the top of this dude's house. So big. And then I want to say... There was like some other kind of animal with him. A dog. I don't know what it was, but it was a skeleton. It's a skeleton of an animal.
Maybe it was a dog.
I don't know. And then I also felt like he had like a Santa sleigh or something, but a spooky one.
He was
Santa? Maybe I dreamed that. I don't know. All I know is...
Santa can't die.
It was impressive.
Santa doesn't die.
I don't think it was Santa.
Okay.
But again, it was impressive. It was an impressive setup.
Wow.
And obviously, it's a thing. People are buying this stuff. I thought we were in some kind of like economy problems, but I guess not if we're spending $300 on 12-foot high skeletons.
Halloween's going to bring us back.
Are you a person that likes to decorate for Halloween? Do you like to decorate the outside?
I love decoration, but I'm still at that point where I'm like, oh, that's, you know, extra money to be spending on,
yeah.
You know?
Don't worry, I'm at that point too.
Oh, it never goes away.
Right.
But I do like to decorate. I like to dress up. I love Halloween.
Yeah, it's fun. It's really, really fun. We've decorated the inside. Like we have our inside stuff out and about, and it looks a little Halloweenish and fallish right now. But the outside is not done yet. And I was talking to my daughter the other day, and she was, Dad, we got to go fall shopping. And I was like, for clothes? No, for the outside of the house. Because we got to do this and this and this to the house. And we got to buy orange lights. And we got to, I was like, what world do you live in that we have the budget for this? To completely redecorate the outside of the house, not just for fall, but for Halloween as well. But and we don't stay at my house for trick or treats, so I don't want to decorate and then trick the kids into thinking that
they're there.
That's true. So I'm gonna use that as my excuse and not go with the fact that I'm too lazy to do it. There'll be no decorating in my house. But what kind of person are you? Are you a person that decorates for Halloween? Do you fully embrace this holiday? Definitely leave a comment on our Facebook Live question, facebook.com/pointradio. You can also find the question on Instagram at 949 The Point.
I hope one day I can afford a $300 skeleton, though. That's on. I'll know I've made it in life.
You gonna continue to work here? You wanted this to be your career?
Yeah, it's never gonna happen.
Put your Halloween pajamas on, baby. You're dreaming.
Yeah. A girl can dream.
You can dream.
I'm gonna get that $300 skeleton one day. You'll see.
Y'all killing me with this.
Waking up Hampton Roads. Hampton Roads. And worldwide on the radio.com app.
So far today, we've learned that people love Halloween. Yeah. They really like decorating for Halloween. We have learned that the cake boss is okay, but may never make cakes again.
No.
We have also learned that Enola Holmes is a terrific movie on Netflix that you should watch. And something that I've known for a really long time that everybody else should know right now is to never give a one-star review to anybody. Unless, well,
I mean, if they really, really deserve it, like if there were cockroaches in your bed and there was mold, like black mold, like that deserves a one star and people should know.
You're right about that.
In this country.
Okay. I was going to say, unless it's really, really extreme. Really, really extreme.
And in this country.
And in this country. If you're out of this country and you have a poor experience, you cannot leave a one star review.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Yeah. And why? Why, Chelsea? Why shouldn't we do it?
So this American man was in Thailand, in the tourist part of Thailand, too. And apparently the hotel he was staying in was awful, so he left a one-star review on TripAdvisor, right? Well, apparently in Thailand, they have the strictest defamation laws in the world. So he's being sued by the hotel owner, and if he loses, he gets 2 years in jail in Thailand. 2 years.
For a one-star review.
Yeah. So I really hope that hotel deserved it. And it sounds like it did not, because why would the hotel manager be suing him?
You know, we complain about America sometimes, but it really is a pretty okay country, isn't it? The fact that we can leave one-star reviews or five-star reviews or, for the most part, kind of say what we want.
Yeah.
And we won't be thrown in jail for it.
Freedom of speech.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes, you know.
But defamation can be...
Maybe we should be thrown in jail. I don't know, but...
But look at it. Defamation can be really bad. Like, if you do give someone an incorrect rating, that really hurts their business. And, you know, like, I understand the anger, but 2 years. Oh, my God.
I understand the anger, too. And sometimes you have to really weed through those reviews because, I mean, what if you just have a personal vendetta with somebody or a competing business? It's so easy to go on and destroy somebody. It's so easy. People make fake accounts all the time and either talk something up or talk something down. Like, if you go on Amazon, right? And this isn't a shot on Amazon, but if you look something up on Amazon, you're going to see 100 million great reviews that aren't real.
Yeah, and they're like, you can sometimes tell they're kind of bots, but sometimes you can't.
So you have to scroll down and then refresh and scroll, refresh, scroll, refresh to get to anything real. And every once in a while, there'll be somebody up there going, hey, I have to get this comment in there. And it'll be like meshed into a million great comments of this company ripped me off. They never sent me the product didn't work, whatever it is, you know? But a lot of times, like to live in a society in general of likes, thumbs ups, thumbs downs, reviews, just willy nilly reviews. It's kind of like the old, it's an old Rodney Dangerfield joke, but, you know, why does he never buy used books? Because the person that highlighted them might have been a maniac, and you don't want to be inspired by a maniac. And so the person that leaves a review sometimes could be a crazy. Yeah. And oftentimes, if you're just going to leave a bad review, you're super full of yourself. Like, just walk away.
Yeah.
Why can't you just walk away? You got to give it some stars and stuff like that.
Yeah, you took a lot of time out of your day to do that.
Yeah, because how many times do you walk into a place and go, oh, this only got 3.5 stars? I mean, people sometimes don't even look at things that are less than 4 stars.
Yeah.
So, like,
especially you don't, the hotels.
Yeah, you don't even have a shot.
Because 3 stars mean, like, there's probably a smell.
Yeah, yeah.
Your sheets might have been kind of weird feeling, you know?
Yeah, I'm not saying, like, people don't deserve a 1-star review. But at the same time,
you better really mean it.
Yeah, you
like
got,
it really better be, and it better be for like the good of humanity. Like, I have to get this out there.
I love that. Say that again. Your 1-star review should be what?
For the good of humanity, trying to help someone out.
Not because your butt hurt.
Yeah.
Not because your feelings are hurt.
Like maybe you thought you were going to be in danger. you know, health concern.
Exactly.
That's an acceptable time to do that.
I turned the shower on and the water came out dirty.
There was blood.
There was blood on the sheets.
It was the Shining Hotel.
Right. There was dirt in the corners. I mean, you know, most of the time, let's face it, we could just walk away and never go back again. That would be the easy thing to do. But a one-star review should be for the good of humanity. Like, yeah. Don't go in there. Your life's in danger. You may not come out of this place alive. That's a one-star review.
Yeah.
Other than that, let the chips fall where they may. Let everybody just make their own mistakes, yeah. You know? And don't do it. Whatever you do, no matter who you are, America, don't leave one-star reviews when you're out of the country.
Just don't do it.
You may never come back.
It's 94 Seconds of News with Mike and Woo Woo in the Morning on 94.9 The Point.
Here's Chelsea with the news, y'all. Good morning.
Good morning. Tonight is our presidential debate, the first one between Joe Biden and President Donald Trump. It'll be at 9 p.m. until 10:30. You can view it anywhere, Fox News, CNN, CBS, ABC, whatever you want.
How do you avoid it?
shut your TV off, turn your phone off.
Yeah, give me that information.
Go to Antarctica.
It'll be really, really interesting to watch tonight because, again, you got a guy who's going to be talking off the cuff, and then you got another guy who's going to be doing his best to talk. So I don't know. I don't know how it's going to go, but we'll see. It'll probably be pretty entertaining. But yeah. When it comes to, I don't know, the president of the United States, I don't know if I'm going so much for entertainment as much as I am for love, compassion, kindness, and leadership.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going for. But we'll see tonight. Best of luck to the debaters.
Don't you know if you have any of those qualities, you'd never make it out as a politician?
I know. You know what I'd rather watch? A junior high school debate. Any of those go on tonight virtually?
I'd rather watch a rodeo.
I don't know, man. It's crazy.
I saw a rodeo this past weekend. That was pretty fun.
Oh, you'll get a rodeo tonight. Don't worry.
Yeehaw!
Don't worry about that. What else is happening, Chelsea?
So, Carol Baskin.
Wait a minute.
Carol Baskin. Killed her husband, whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed him to tigers, they snacking. What's happening?
What's going on with Carol Baskin?
So Carol Baskin, who, I mean, I think this is like very accurately America. You know, we all know what happened, yet she's on Dancing with the Stars.
Mm.
She used to think that dancing was a sin.
Oh, like the town in Footloose.
Yes. Oh, my God. Exactly.
Exactly.
She thought that went against her religion.
Oh, let's hear.
I was taught that it was a sin. So it was something where I tried to resist it in every way. And I think it shows today. I really have a hard time embracing it.
You know what's not a sin in her family? Murder!
Murder.
Killed her husband, whacked her.
I guess murder's cool, though. But not dancing.
No.
Not dancing.
Didn't her husband's family air an ad about him during her dance?
Yes, a couple weeks ago. Yeah. And now, ladies and gentlemen, dancing the two-step on her husband's grave, Carol Baskin.
No.
Oh, my God. Dancing with the stars.
Aye.
What stars? When the stars show up, let me know. Maybe I'll watch.
Yeah, for
All
sure.
Right. Today is National...
Hey, wait, Nelly's on that. You leave Nelly alone. Isn't Nelly on the rapper, Nelly, on that season?
I don't know.
How dare you?
If he is...
We love him.
I owe a huge apology to Dancing with the Stars and to Nelly. I'm... So sorry.
How dare you?
Let's move on.
Okay.
I'm so embarrassed.
You should be.
I am.
So today is National Coffee Day. Something probably both Joe and Trump are going to be sipping on because, you know, they got a bedtime. They owe people tonight.
That's right.
You can get all your deals, all the information at pointradio.com or radio.com. There's tons of them. Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks, all your major coffee people.
Dunkin', Starbucks,
whatever
you like.
I love Dunkin's.
Yeah, it's your thing, man. It's your thing. Well, there you go. National Coffee Day. Again, all the deals at pointradio.com. Also at pointradio.com, you'll be able to hear Chelsea and I on the show, the podcast. Check it out. Pointradio.com. Go to On Demand Audio, or if you miss the point, it's Jason Derulo. If I woke up,
we just got a letter.
It is time for messages to Mike and Woo Woo. And now here are Michael Kenneth Powers and Mary Catherine Woo Woo.
All right, not Mary Catherine Woo Woo. It is Chelsea. And thank you, Indian Siri, our new voice guy. So a lot of great messages today. And
yeah.
A big topic of conversation was, when is it okay to really give a one-star review? There's this guy in Thailand who stayed at a hotel, pretty renowned hotel, gave a 1-star review, and he might get thrown in jail for it.
Yeah.
Apparently, you can't do that in Thailand.
Defamation laws are
so other
off
countries.
The chain.
Yeah. So it's a real thing, and then we've gotten some really great messages. Actually, messages from somebody that has stayed there,
which is so coincidental. Like,
yeah,
isn't
it's
that?
Great.
And recently too. So she was there. Not, I don't think the same time, but one of our listeners, she said that she was there for a wedding, loved it. Gave them five. She gave a review, 5 stars.
Okay.
So I really think this man, and then I read into the story, it was because he had a $15 cork fee, like he brought his own gin. And they, like, as most restaurants do, nice ones, you know, if you bring your own wine, they, like, you could pay a little for it because you're not buying from them.
It's kind of like if you bring a birthday cake into some restaurants, they charge you.
Which makes sense because you're bringing outside food and drink, that's their thing.
Yeah.
They're selling to you.
Yeah,
so
you can't go to a restaurant for the ambiance and bring your food from home.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that.
Sorry, it's not the way of the world. So this guy obviously got butthurt, and a lot of people that do leave 1-star reviews, let's face it, it's because their feelings were really hurt. And I have to repeat it because it was so well said. Chelsea earlier, she said it best. If your 1-star review is not for the good of humanity,
what are you doing?
You can't leave it.
And here's the thing, too. It gets deeper than this. The manager waived the $15 fee because he saw him get upset.
Ah.
And then later that day, the same manager saw him yelling at employees, like, really awful.
Mm.
And the reason why they called police is because he left not one, but, like, multiple TripAdvisor reviews, Google reviews. It was just a really bad situation that was getting out of hand. Now, jail time is probably... that's a little too much,
yeah,
you know?
A little extreme, yeah.
But here's another thing, too. I know everything about the situation now because our listener told us.
You went a little deep on it.
So
good.
She was there because her daughter-in-law is a teacher over in Thailand, like one of the teaching programs. The man, a teacher.
Wow, he's a teacher.
An American English teacher in Thailand. I know those programs are really nice. The ones in Thailand are really good programs, well-respected. I'm pretty sure he lost his job.
Lost his job, and he
might... he's going to lose his job.
He's
going to
have a new home, too, behind bars in Thailand. Which I imagine is probably not that fun. Wow. Yeah. Really good. Really good information there, Chelsea.
Crazy.
So thank you for the great message. And she wanted to remain anonymous.
Anonymous. She probably doesn't want Thailand to come for her.
Why? She left a 5-star review. They might come for her and make her
queen.
The queen of Thailand.
<That's true. laughs>
Hey, also, too, we put a question up, and we can get to it again tomorrow. Are you somebody that decorates for Halloween? There is a, and I've been privy to the information now, it's a Jack Skeleton 12-foot high thing.
Jack
that
the Pumpkin King.
Yes, that they're selling at Home Depot right now. It's sold out everywhere, but I saw it
in my
neighborhood yesterday, and I was like, I don't know, he was with some dog or something like that.
I had a feeling that was what you were talking about, but I figured you would have known
that movie.
That is one of my favorite movies.
I just am not that into it.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
It's the dog from Nightmare Before Christmas. Yeah. What's his name? Steve?
Something like that.
Max?
Max.
Is it Max?
Max?
Okay. Or is that the Grinch's? Whatever. Neither here nor there. Neither here nor there. But the bottom line is, like, 70% of you love decorating for Halloween.
Yep.
And maybe tomorrow's phone topic, because Chelsea said it off the air. It's quite poignant. She likes Halloween a little bit better than this other holiday that everybody loves.
Yeah.
Christmas.
Yep. I mean, I love Christmas. I get into it too, but Halloween, just a teensy bit more.
A little bit more fun, a lot less pressure. You're relying on yourself. You can make your costume, decorate if you want. You don't have to worry about anybody else.
Yeah.
Christmas, you got to go worrying about everybody else and even some people you don't like.
Yeah. I just like being spooky.
Right.
I like being scared.
You like being a mystery.
I like it.
There you have it. All right. So thank you so much for the messages. Fantastic. All the information. Never leave a 1-star review unless it's not for the good of humanity. And have fun decorating for Halloween, y'all.
Thank you for listening to the Mike and Woo Woo podcast. You the best.
Yes. Thank you all so much for listening to the Mike and Woo Woo podcast. You can find us live on the radio every day on 94.9 The Point.
Or on the radio.com app, or head to pointradio.com and download the podcast for free.
That's right. It's a lot of fun. And we can also be found on Instagram at Mike Powers Live.
And at woo_949.
Cheers.
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning, 94.9 The Point.